USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A Nigerian-born nun addresses the Vatican somewhat on sex abuse, saying the church has been hypocritical for talking about caring and not following up. Sister Veronica Openebo had a pointed question for everyone.
At the present time, we are in a state of crisis and shame. We have seriously clouded the grace of the Christ mission. Is it possible for us to move from fear of scandal to truth?
The sister challenged the church's culture of silence on sexual issues and said priests are too often put on pedestals. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan landed in El Paso, Texas today, where he visits troops on the border and sites where the Department of Homeland Security has requested Pentagon assistance to combat drug smuggling. The Department of Homeland Security sent the Defense Department a list of projects to be funded by counter-drug monies, including fencing, lighting, and roads related to drug smuggling corridors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Opposition leader Juan Guaido, recognized by most Western nations as Venezuela's legitimate leader, says a first aid shipment has entered Venezuela from Brazil. During an interview, Democratic Senator and Foreign Relations Committee member Ben Cardin tells CNN we're seeing an erosion of military support of the Maduro regime and a recognition that this humanitarian effort is critical for the people of Venezuela.
This humanitarian crisis was created by Maduro. Now he's trying to close the border with humanitarian aid desperately needed getting into his country to help his own people. It's outrageous.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein clashed Friday with a group of children in her San Francisco office over climate change policy.
You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that.
Where are the people who voted you? You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't
vote. Well, you didn't
vote
for me.
The children were part of the Sunrise Movement who backed the Green New Deal legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
R&B star R. Kelly spent the night at a jail in Chicago on multiple charges of aggravated sexual abuse. Attorney Steve Greenberg says the indictment is a rush to judgment.
We were supposed to meet next week and have a discussion about what they had. I was going to be allowed to address what they had. Then they just decided to indict him for whatever reason. I suspect this is succumbing to public pressure. I think they shouldn't have rushed to judgment.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the NFL Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, is charged with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, as part of a police sting operation. The 77-year-old billionaire businessman is just one of hundreds of people arrested during raids over the past 2 weeks. On CNN, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan on what kind of punishment he could receive from the NFL.
Assuming that there is some kind of guilty plea or conviction, we don't know that yet. But if, in fact, this runs its course, yeah, and that's the end result, then Robert Kraft would easily be fined and also suspended. History has shown perhaps 6 games and up to $500,000 fine.
Kraft's spokesman Aaron Salkin issued a statement categorically denying Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. California parents who pleaded guilty Friday to torture and child abuse could spend the rest of their lives in prison. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron said that's a good thing for the kids.
They have a zest for life and huge smiles.
David and Louise Troopin starved and shackled some of their 13 children to beds. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.